Hi, it's Dave. In this video, I'm going to share my thoughts on why I think Elon Musk is sandbagging the timeline for battery day improvements. All right, sandbagging is a strategy used by companies to lower expectations. And the reason why a company might try to lower expectations is so that they can produce a relatively greater than anticipated result later. Or another reason why a company might sandbag is because to fully reveal what they're working on right now will hurt the current sales of their current products. In the case of Battery Day, I think Elon Musk had no choice but to lower people's expectations of the amazing improvements Tesla is anticipating with their new battery production system. First, let's go over what advancements Tesla announced at the Battery Day event. Tesla announced improvements in five key areas. Number one, they increased the form factor of an individual cell so that it can hold five times the amount of energy. The new form factor is 4680, which means that it's 46 millimeters in diameter and 80 millimeters in height. Number two, Tesla showed how they are going to decrease the footprint of the cell factory, mostly through their dry electrode technology. By removing the wet slurry process that is typically used in batteries, Tesla is able to dramatically simplify the production line. Number three, Tesla announced new anode materials. And number four, Tesla announced new cathode materials, and also that they are getting into lithium mining themselves in Nevada. And number five, Tesla showed a new design where they will take cells and place them directly into the chassis of the vehicle, which will save a lot of parts and process. All in all of these improvements together will allow Tesla to reduce the cost of batteries by 56% per kilowatt hour. These improvements also will allow Tesla to increase the range of the vehicles by 54% and also reduce the cost of investing in new battery factories by 69% per gigawatt hour. So what does this all mean? It means that Tesla is just getting started. They will eventually be able to dramatically increase the range of all of their cars while also reducing the price of their vehicles. This is going to be the main way that Tesla drives new demand for their current and future vehicle lineups. If you think the Model 3 or Model Y is compelling now, wait another 3 or 4 years and the Model 3 and Model Y will have much longer range and will be cheaper vehicles. This in turn will drive up demand for these cars. Also, these battery improvements open up the door for Tesla to enter new vehicle markets. The Cybertruck Tesla announced with its amazing range and features for a reasonable price is only possible because these battery breakthroughs are happening. Now, why do I think Elon Musk is sandbagging the timeline for some of these battery day improvements? First off, Elon is keenly aware that the battery day event must not affect Model 3 or Model Y sales negatively. This is priority number one for the battery day event. In other words, the biggest risk for battery day is Elon announcing that the Model 3 and Model Y will become cheaper and have longer range in the next 1 or 2 years. Because if Elon announced this, there would be a lot of people who would just decide to postpone their purchase of a Model 3 or Model Y. They would want to just wait for the better version of the Model Y or Model 3 in a year or two. That's why if you notice carefully at Battery Day, Elon was very intentional not to connect the dots to the Model 3 and the Model Y. He tried to make it look like these battery improvements were far off in the future and were reserved for certain type of vehicles like the Semi or Cybertruck or Model S Plaid. But the reality is that Tesla is going full steam ahead in making revolutionary new car factories in Berlin and Austin. And it's fairly clear to me that the new factory in Berlin is being created with these battery day improvements in mind. For example, let's watch this clip of Elon Musk from his recent visit to Germany.
There's a bunch of innovative stuff that we'll be doing here that we'll tell you about in the future. It's not just a copy of the Model Y. It's actually a radical redesign of the core technology of building a car, and some of this when I do Battery Day later in September, I'll talk about what we're going to be doing here in Berlin. But it'll be the first time that there's going to be a transformation in the core structural design of the vehicle. It's quite a big thing.
I think in this video, what Elon Musk is referring to is the single piece rear casting and single piece front casting for the Model Y. What this allows for is the new 4680 cells to go directly into the chassis of the Model Y. And I think it's possible that when Berlin factory gets up and running, that Tesla could ship cells from Nevada or from Asia, but it makes more sense for Tesla to start production of their new cells also in Berlin so that they can support the new cell to chassis design of the Model Y there. But if Elon was to announce this at Battery Day, namely that the Model Y next year in Berlin would have the new 4680 sells, then perhaps a good amount of people shopping for the Model Y might choose to wait. Originally, the Berlin factory is scheduled to start production in late 2021, but things seem to be progressing quite fast, and it appears they might start production in the first half of 2021. So the big question is, where will the battery cells come from, and will they be the new 4680 cells or not? Tesla's Austin factory is also progressing very quickly. We know that the Austin factory will produce the Tesla Semi, the Cybertruck, and also the Model 3 and Model Y for the East Coast. My question, though, is if Tesla is already going to be producing the cell to chassis Model Y in Giga Berlin, let's say in the first half of 2021 or even late 2021, then it would make sense also for Tesla to make that Model Y and maybe the Model 3 also in Austin with the same cell to chassis design. But if they use the cell to chassis design, it also makes sense for Tesla to use their new 4680 cells too. But again, Elon can't announce this or even insinuate this because he doesn't want to hurt current sales of the Model 3 and Model Y. Now, I'm not saying that the Model 3 or Model Y will get immediate range improvements or price reductions within the next 6 to 12 months. However, it does seem that Tesla will be implementing a lot of these battery day improvements, and not just for vehicles like the Cybertruck or Semi or the Model S. It makes sense that a lot of these battery improvements will impact the Model 3 and the Model Y, because these two cars are Tesla's best-selling cars. Alright, let's look into this a bit further. Now, we know that Tesla's new 4680 production line is already active. After the Battery Day event, Tesla gave a tour to certain investors, and they were able to see the 4680 production line in action. So where do these 4680 cells go right now? I mean, Tesla's not going to just throw these precious cells away. I think it's fairly obvious to me that these new cells are going into the Tesla Semi. I wouldn't be surprised if Tesla is already starting to make the Tesla Semi with these new 4680 cells. The initial batch of these Semi trucks are going to be used for Tesla's internal purposes. So as Tesla is able to increase production of their 4680 cells, they're going to be able to make more and more Semi trucks. So I wouldn't be surprised over the next few months if we hear more news about Tesla Semi trucks hitting the road. Now, the second vehicle Tesla is going to put their 4680 cells into is the Plaid Model S. Elon said the Plaid Model S will be coming out in late 2021, but I think there's a decent likelihood the Plaid Model S will come out in mid-2021. And also, I'm thinking that it makes a lot of sense for Tesla to put the new 4680 cells into all Model S's and Model X's. And as Tesla's able to ramp production of the cells, I think we might see a refresh of the Model S and Model X in the first half of 2021. The Model S and X could get a new interior, and with the new 4680 cells, the Model S and X could get longer range and faster performance. The third vehicle that is going to be getting the 4680 cells is the Cybertruck. And we know the Cybertruck is scheduled to be produced out of Tesla's Austin factory, which is supposed to be finished by the end of 2021. Also, Tesla is still giving guidance that the Cybertruck will start production in late 2021. So in order for Tesla to have enough cells, not just for the Tesla Semi and the Model S and X, but also for the Cybertruck in 2021, Tesla really needs to ramp up production of these new cells. According to Elon's Battery Day presentation, it seems the biggest obstacle right now is the dry electrode technology. They are on iteration number 4, and it seems like they really need to increase the yield rates even more. But I think Elon and his team see a clear path to fixing these obstacles, or else they wouldn't be so aggressive in the timeline to release production of new vehicles in Austin and Berlin next year. So what does this all mean for Tesla? Overall, it means that Tesla is in a great position, and in a position of strength. They spent many years developing these new technologies, and by chipping away at inefficiencies, they found a way to dramatically lower the cost of battery cells. In no way is their approach easy, but Elon and his teams, they saw no other way. Even if it takes improvements in 100 different areas to achieve cost reductions that they need, Tesla has no choice, because their mission is to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy, and time is running out. With these new cost reductions and performance upgrades that Tesla announced at Battery Day, Tesla's job now is to incorporate these improvements and their new cells into their product lineup. This will allow them to release new vehicles like the Tesla Semi and the Cybertruck, and it will also allow Tesla to drive demand in their current products like the Model 3 and the Model Y by gradually increasing the range and decreasing the price. And not only that, Tesla will be able to release a $25,000 ICE killer car in 3 years. And it's not just that Tesla will be able to make a $25,000 car, it's that Tesla will be able to make the best car ever at the $25,000 price point. It'll wipe out any comparable car in the price range. And I think it'll push Tesla forward to eventually become the largest automaker manufacturer in the world by production volume. All right, I want to hear from you guys. Will Tesla be able to have enough 4680 cells to launch their Cybertruck line in late 2021? And will the Model Y produced in Berlin also have the 4680 cells? How about the Model Y cars built in Austin starting late 2021 or so? Will they also have the 4680 cells too, or will they need to wait? If this video has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing to my channel. We're looking at investment topics from different angles, not accepting the conventional view just because everyone thinks that it's right, but really probing and trying to search for what's really going on. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.